is recorded on the 24th March 1971 at Akash Ganga, Bombay.
Prasangam Dharma Uddhava Na Sadhaya Satasyada Japabhati Namari. We are explaining this verse to say that in order to approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead, bhakti, devotional service are required. And in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, bhakta mama vijana. Simply through devotional service, one can understand it. Not through knowledge, not through fruitful activities. There are various types of men. The first stage is the karmic. Karmic means those who are working very hard for sense gratification. They are called karmic. And the next stage is the jnani. Wiser than the karmi. They try to realize the value of life. What is the value of life? Not that blindly, simply working hard day and night. Actually, human form of life is not meant for that purpose. To work so hard. Because the animals, our tendencies also, therefore the capitalists and the liberal class are there. Actually, we do not want to work hard. That is our tendency. But we want more profit for sensitivity. Therefore, we utilize other services who will work for me and I shall take the profit. This is a defect of modern people. Actually, my tendency is, just like when a man gets some money, he does not work very much. He gets some profit, either keeping in the bank some balance and leaves in a comfortable place. That is the tendency. Because we are spiritual entities, our natural tendency is to enjoy life. Spiritual entities means by nature, anandamaya abhyasa, by nature, they want to enjoy life. Anandamaya abhyasa, that is the spiritual nature. That is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Is by nature joyful. Similarly, we being part and parcel of Krishna, we are also by nature joyful. But unfortunately, we have been put into such condition, material condition, that we are trying to enjoy life in this material condition. That is not possible. So, for me, they are trying their best to make material adjustment and enjoy life. They are called for me. But when they are wiser, that we have worked so hard, but actually we could not enjoy life, then what is the problem of life? That is the platform of the jnani and the yogi. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that he convenes the jnani in another place, in his instruction to Guru Gobindaswamy, he has said that in the human society there are different kinds of people. Out of that, those who are followers of the Vedic civilization, they are supposed to be first class human beings. So out of the followers of Vedic civilization, mostly they say that we are followers of Vedic civilization, but actually they do not do. Actually they indulging anything which is not sanctified by Vedic knowledge or Vedic scripture. Take for example that in our Vedic civilization, these four things are prohibited. Peace is sex life, animal killing, intoxication, and gambling. This is the criminal, understand. Especially those who are fast, Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, they are strictly forbidden. That is Vedic injunction. But although we call ourselves followers of Vedic injunction, we indulge in these things. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, most people, they call themselves as followers of Vedic civilization, but actually they do not obey all the rules and regulations. Then again, he says that persons who are actually trying to follow the Vedic rules and regulations, mostly they are Kalmis. Kalmis means they are attracted by the ritualistic ceremonies, just like performing great sacrifices, yajna, for elevating oneself to the heart-mind system. They are called Kalmis. And about them, he says, out of many thousands of Kalmis, one person is Jnani or Yogi. So out of many such Jnanis, one person may be Mukta or liberated soul. And out of many thousands of liberated souls, there may be one devotee of it. That is the division Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has. Therefore, to become a person Krishna conscious, a Krishna conscious person, from the systematic way, it is very difficult. But by the mercy of Krishna himself, he has made the path very easy. Otherwise, Krishna consciousness is not very easy path. Bhaktyama Ujjana. Therefore, Krishna says, Bhakta aham ikaya graya suddhaya atma priyasvatam bhakti punati mannishya sapapanam atisambhava. Simply by devotional service, one becomes purified. Simply he is born in the family of the dog eater. That is the Vedic verse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quote from Srimad Bhagavatam. Hataye bhakti Krishna prapti. Therefore he concludes that if you want at all Krishna, Krishna, we should, everyone should want Krishna. Because as soon as we get Krishna, janglabdha chapadam labhan mannate na vitam tata. If actually we get Krishna, then we shall not consider any other profit more valuable than this. Just like Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj went to practice yoga in the forest, Hadumon. The idea was to get the kingdom of his father. Now, actually when he saw Krishna, Vishnu, the picture is here. We can see. Actually, when he saw by his senior austerity and penances, his small boy, 5 years old boy. Then he said, "My dear Lord, now when you offer benediction, that he said, whatever benediction you want, you get from me." He says, "Samin Sita Kosmi Maran Majat." That is the problem. He is one just Krishna. He thinks that no more any other benediction is required. He becomes fully satisfied. Samin Sita Kosmi. I am fully satisfied. Therefore, in fact, a Krishna Bhakta is always satisfied. Because he has no demand. In other case, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Krishna Bhakta Nishkam, Hatayev Khan. So long you have got demand to fulfill your desires, you cannot be happy. Krishna Bhakta has no demand. They do not demand that Krishna favor me in this way or that way. No. Annaviyasita sunnam. They are completely free from demanding anything from Krishna. That is the pure devotee. Krishna bhakta nishkam atayu shanta. Therefore they are satisfied, they are peaceful. And bhukti mukti siddhi kami sakali athan. Bhukti means this for me. They want elevated life of sentient devotion. Bhukti, that is called bhukti. From hope, bhukti. Bhukti and mukti, liberation. They are also not having the peaceful because they are making sadhana or spiritual penances to get liberation. There is demand that I shall be liberated. So there is demand. So the karmis, they have also demand. The jnanis, they have also demand. And the yogis, they have also demand. Because they want siddhi. Eight kinds of siddhi. Anima, lagima, a yogi can become very light. They can become the smallest. Such siddhi, such mystic power they can attain. So they are also demand. They are trying to get some material perfection. Just as flying in the sky or walking on the water. So these things are very wonderful. And people are very much amazed. If you can walk on the water, so many followers you will get in you. Very wonderful thing for common man. So all the yogis want this mystic power. Therefore they have also demand. Mukti, the Brahmins, they have also demand. The Kornis also have the demand. But the Bhaktas, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the ideal Bhakta. He is teaching us how to become exceptionally perfect devotee. So he says, in Sukhasta, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam, na jagadish, kamani. I do not want riches, na dhanam, na janam. I do not want number of followers. Na dhanam, na janam, na kavitam, na jagadish, kamani. I do not want very beautiful, nice, poetic wives. Mama janmani sir. Now janmani means he does not want even liberation. Because when there is liberation, there is no question of janmani. So he says, Mama janmani ishare bhavata bhakti vahi tushite. So, This is a sample of pure devotee. A pure devotee does not want any liberation. If liberation is offered to a devotee, he does not want it. He refused that service. He is satisfied only in the service of the Lord. That is the standard of satisfaction. Or in other words, a devotee, liberation is not very valuable. Just like our one devotee, Prakashananda Saraswati, Prabhudananda Saraswati, he says, Kaivallam Naratayate, Siddhasapura Akasa Pushpayate, like that. So devotee's position is very sublime. Devotee's position is the most exalted transcendental position of a pure devotee, who does not want anything except it. Anna vilasita sunnam jnana karmadana abhitam anukullena krishnami siddhanam bhakti uttam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Ataya bhakti krishna pate. The conclusion is that if you want Krishna, then you have to take the path of devotional service. That will help you. And that bhakti is technically known as paridhya. Abhijaya means discharging one's duty. That is abhijaya. Or the performance of the means by which one can reach the ultimate goal of life. That is called abhijaya. Hon paile jaite sukha bhoga phal paaye, sukha bhava haite dukkha apani palaye, jaite bhakti phale krishna prema upajaye, Preme Krishna Krishna Ashtad Haile Bhavanaspa. He says that if a poor man gets some money, not only becomes happy, but the symptoms of his poverty is also immediately happy. Just like a poor man gets 10 lakhs of rupees, immediately he'll have a nice bungalow. He'll have 2-3 cars and so many other opulences. So, simultaneously, in the distance out of his poverty-stricken life, he's also vanquished, and there are symptoms of peace, symptoms of happiness. You suppose like that, if a man has got a car, we think he's very happy. But this is a symptom of happiness. A poor man cannot get a car, but a rich man cannot get it. If one has got a car, it is understood that is rich man. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that automatically the symptoms of happiness come unto him, and his distress of material condition simultaneously becomes vanquished if one is elevated to the position of devotional service. That is the test. That is the test of how one is advanced in devotional service. This is the test. Bhakti parisana bhava virakti annasrata. He is no more interested in material happiness. He is fully satisfied with Krishna. Paisa bhakti phale krishna prema upajaya. Krishna Bhakti Vala, this by the as a result of Krishna Bhakti devotional service, the same devotional service for the neophyte and the same devotional service for the advanced devotee. But the advanced devotee enjoys life that the neophyte devotee simply practices. That is the difference. A Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur gives the example that the mango remains the same, but in the unripe state, the taste is which is different. Whereas in the rising state, the taste is different. The bhakti in the beginning may be just a little pungent. One may feel very inconvenient to discharge devotional service according to the rules and regulations of the sastra. But when he is advanced, the same service will appear to be very palatable, very very jagalabdha-sapadam-lava-mannate-nādhikaṁ-tata jasmin-sute-guru-nāti-dukṣena-nādhikāl-lati. So devotional service, because it is transcendental, pure spiritual, and you are, every one of us, entering after to be elevated to the spiritual stage of life, because we are all spiritual entities. The same example as I have repeatedly said, that if you take a fish out of the water, however you may sit comfortably on the land, it will never be happy unless and until it is again thrown in the water. Similarly, we are all spiritual part and parcel of Krishna, coming on to view. So however we may try to make ourselves happy by material adjustment, it is not possible. You must turn to the spiritual life or devotional. Spiritual life means devotional life. That is real spiritual life. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Māṁ sabdhāvicārini bhakti yogina jāseva. One who is engaged in bhakti yoga service, sa gunān samatīta vitān brahma bhūyāyata. He is already in the Brahma state. But people cannot understand how bhakti is at the Brahma platform. But here the Lord Himself says, Brahma Vyayakalpa. Daridranas bhavokkhaya prenev kal noy, prem sum bhog mukha prajana. So, when one is elevated into the platform of devotional service, it is not that he gets some material happiness that is the reason. No. Material happiness automatically comes to him. Material happiness, a devotee is not bereft of material happiness. Automatically comes to him. That is not the ultimate goal of a devotee's life. The devotee's ultimate goal of life, how he becomes, I mean to say, lover of the Supreme Lord. The example has the gopis, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan. They had no other desire. They simply wanted to love Krishna. They wanted to see Krishna very happy. That feeling of happiness, that thinking of Krishna, that is the highest part of Krishna. All is constantly thinking of Krishna. That was their happiness. They did not try to derive any material happiness by loving Krishna. There is no such thing. That is pure. Daridranas bhavokkhaya prenev kal noy, prem sugh bhog mukha prajana. So, we should be trying for that position when we shall really the position by loving Krishna, by loving God. Deva shastra kahe sambandh abhideya prajana, Krishna Krishna Bhakti Prem Sin Mahadhan. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu concludes again that we are after bhon or riches. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Krishna and Krishna Bhakti, devotional service and love of Krishna, these three items are the topmost riches of all. বেদাদি সকল শাস্ত্রে কৃষ্ণ মুখ্য সম্বন্ধ, তাঁর জ্ঞানে আনুষঙ্গে যায় মা। চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু ফাদার সে দ্য পারপাস অফ স্টাডিং বেদ মিন্স টু আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড কৃষ্ণ অ্যান্ড অ্যাজ সুন অ্যাজ ওয়ান আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড কৃষ্ণ অটোমেটিক্যালি the thingness of Maya, the influence of Maya, automatically becomes granted. That is also stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, that Daivibhye Sadhanamahi Mamu Maya Durutraya Mamaivada Prabhadante Maya Metang Sarandhi. It is very difficult to turn off the stringent laws of material nature, but anyone who surrenders unto me very easily, automatically, simultaneously, he becomes free from the contamination of Maya. Mukha gauna vitti kimba annaya vitti deshe devir pratikta keval kahayatu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, directly or indirectly, whichever Vedic literature is studied, still find that the aim is to understand Krishna. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was speaking, he proved that in the Quran there is Krishna. When he was coming back from Vrindavan, at a place, it is known as Soro. And in the Parashu, you know, as Soro, that is a holy place, Soro. Still people go there. There is a nice place, Soro. There, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was chanting and dancing, he sometimes fainted. So, in the course of his chanting and dancing, when he fainted, then his personal assistant, they were beating him. So one pack of soldiers, Mughal Pathan soldiers were passing that way. So the chief of the soldiers of the army, they were surprised at how he gets. One man is lying unconscious and others are treating him. So this man must have been poisoned by these men. So they came down because they are government men. They came down and challenged all these men that you have given this man some drugs so that he fainted and you wanted to plunder him, so we arrested him. Then they say, no sir, we have not done anything, sir. He faints like that while chanting. Now he is very strong, he is get up. Because we are also chanting, hearing, he'll get up. So in this way, when he came to consciousness, the Muslim Pathan told us they are very happy to see him. So there was a Mullah. So he talked with him. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, summarizing this story is very brief. He talked with that Mullah, and he proved from the Quran that there is Krishna. He proved from the Quran that there is Krishna. There is hint of Krishna. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says here also that indirectly, when I speak of Krishna, we should know Krishna means the Supreme Personality of God. You may call him by any other name, that is a big question. But Krishna means the Supreme Personality of God. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Mukha Gauna Bhikti Timba Annaya Beti Beti, Bidir Bhikta Sival Kahaya Krishna. To take any literature, any Vedic literature, religious literature, you find that the whole literature, whole knowledge is aiming at Krishna. That is the purpose of all Vedas and religious scriptures. কৃষ্ণের স্বরূপ অনন্ত বৈভব অকাশ চিত শক্তি মায়া শক্তি জীব শক্তি চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু এক্সপ্লেনিং হোয়াট ইজ দি আইডেন্টিফিকেশন অফ কৃষ্ণ ইন দি বিগিনিং হি সেড কৃষ্ণের স্বরূপ অনন্ত কৃষ্ণ হ্যাজ ফর্ম স্বরূপ কৃষ্ণ ইজ নট ফর্ম লেস বাট হি হ্যাজ গট মেনি মিলিয়ন্স অফ ফর্ম not one form, many millions of forms, but he has forms. He is not impersonal. Krishna's Swarup Ananta. Ananta means unlimited. That is also confirmed in the Brahma Sangita. Advaita yattita anadi ananta rupam adyam purana purusam navajauvanancha vidi sudurlavay adurlavayatma bhaktau Govindamadi Purusam Tamam Bhajami. The Brahma Sangita says the Advaita Adhita. Advaita means, although Krishna has many forms, many expansions, each in their one, there is no duality, just as Krishna and Rama. They are one, they are not different. Similarly, Ramadi Mukti Sukala Niyamena Tishthan. Beginning from Ramadi Singham Bharat, he has got innumerable forms. Tishthan is existing always with all these forms, etc. Ramadi Mukti Sukala, just like Krishna existing in everyone's house. There are millions and trillions of living entities. Ishara Sarvabhutanam Ritesevarjuna Tishthati. Krishna is existing. That is Krishna's omnipotence. If you do not try to understand God as Krishna, with inconceivable omnipotency, then you cannot understand. That is not possible. So Krishna, just like we are sitting here, we are not sitting in the other room. But Krishna can see in innumerable rooms simultaneously at one time. Therefore, he is all pervasive. And that's why Krishna married 16,108 wives. Narada came to see Krishna, and every palace he entered, he saw Krishna was there. And with some wives, in some wise palace, he is playing with children, and some wise says he is just taking bath, or another palace was playing chess. In this way, he differently saw Krishna in different palaces. So, in 16,000 palaces, he saw Krishna. That is Krishna. Not that he married 16,000 wives, but he remained one. He also expanded himself. 1,600 times. That is Krishna. He can explain it. In Rasa Lila. Rasa Lila, every gopi was feeling that Krishna is dancing with him. So many gopis. That is Krishna. He can explain. But he has got form. He is not formless. The Mahavadi philosopher came. Because Krishna is all pervading, therefore he has no form. No, that is not fact. He has form, but his form is not like your form or my form. This form is explained in the Brahma Sangita, Advaita Yatsuta Anadi Ananta Rupam. Achyuta, and he does not fall down. Achyuta means thing he does not fall down. So, just as we are living entities, we fall down in the clutches of Maya, but Krishna does not fall down. The Mayavadi philosopher mistakes that. They think that as we come to this material world with a material body, similarly, Krishna also comes with a material body. No, that is not the fact. Therefore Krishna says, Abhijananti mana mūḍha मानसिन तनुमाश्रित बूढ़ा बूढ़ा नहीं सोचकर ना दिन चले जाए देह थे बैदान में It's not an afghan. The Supreme Lord cannot come in this way, just like ordinary man, and making friendship with your door, and driving his chariot, or dancing with the gopis. They cannot consist. They cannot accommodate within their silly breath. But Krishna is so powerful. His form is, he says that Krishna is God is all powerful, God is all omnipotent. But when God shows actually that is omnipotent, all powerful, they do not believe. That is everything. But the manifestation which Krishna shows when was actually present, he is the Supreme Lord. Vaishajyastha samantrastha bijyastha jasasastriya Jnana Vairagya Kaiva Sarayati Bhavan. He fully manifested, demonstrated the six opulences of the Supreme Personality of God. Dr. Krishna said, Matta Paratanam Nanna Sinti Yasti Dhananjaya. There is no other Supreme Power or Supreme Personality than myself. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says the same thing. What Krishna has said in the Bhagavad Gita, what is spoken about Krishna in all the Vedic literature, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says the same thing in his teaching to Sanatana Krishna. So we shall discuss further. Thank you. What is that? Next up? As you have got so many hands, everyone has got to be here. The place has got, the strength they have got, Hindus they have got. That means they go to believe in man with God consciousness. So, in Quran there is God consciousness, in Bible there is God consciousness. Veda, God consciousness. Now we have to utilize it, develop it. The aim and objective is already there. But in the Vedic literature, they are very explicitly present. That is the difference. The Christians, they agree God is great. We also agree God is great. But how God is there, that is explained in the Bible. That is different. There is no difference of opinion if one is actually religious. God created this world, God is the Supreme Father, God is great. This is accepted by everyone, either Hindu or Muslim or Christian. There is no doubt about it. But the Vedic literature will understand how God is great, how He is acting as Father. Yes. In God's name is there, God's address is there. Do you agree to this one? Yes. That is the difference. Any other scripture, if you ask, what is the name of God, what is His address, what He is doing, they cannot do. But we can give. We do not give, God Himself gave the Son. Krishna says, my address is like this. What is that? Jadgatya nanivattanti tadhyavam paramamama. Very good. Parastasma subhavayamya bhagya bhagya sanatana. Why is that giving that this? You have to note down. And his name is Krishna. He finds as they recite it. Sri Bhagavan Vata, the Supreme Personality of God is speaking. Or Krishna. And in the Shastras, there is list of incarnation of God. And as they conclude, he is Sanskalat, Unpa, Krishna, Sri Bhagavan, Sam. Only these, comprehending these, they are either part or part of the form of God. But the name Krishna, Krishna Sru Bhagavan Sam, he is the Supreme Personality. Similarly, in the Brahma Samhita, it is said, Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadhiradi Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. Sarvakarana Karanam. And Krishna also says, Matta Paratara, Kinchidastu, Kinchidastu, Kalanda. There is no more. Everyone is God. Your cause, your appearance is your father. The cause of your father appearance is his father. You go on, father. To reach Brahma is called the Supreme Forefather. Then Brahma is also born of Vishnu. Garbhudu Khai Vishnu. And the Garbhudu Khai is also appeared from Karanodakshaya Vishnu. And you say, go on. And Sankarsan, Narayan, Pratyanna, Anirudha, there are so many. And he at last will reach Krishna. Therefore Krishna is the cause of all causes. So Krishna's name is there, God's name is there, God's address is there. And how to reach God, the process is there, then why you not utilize it? What is the reason? Why you say, can you show me God? Is there any God? Why do you say like this? What is the reason? Everything is information is there, and you still say, can you show me God? He is God, there is no God, God is dead. Why do you talk like that? And if you say that how we can understand that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, then you have to have proof of everything. Just like if you want to purchase some dam, you cannot understand whether it is dam, but you go to a jeweler. And he will say yes or no. Yes, it is yes. So you have to go to the authorities. Who are the authorities? At least in our country. Not only in our all countries. So our authorities, the whole Vedic civilization is going on. And that the authorities of Acharya. They are coming by disciples of Jesus. Shankaracharya, Ramanujacharya, Madhyacharya, Vishnu Swami, Lord Chaitanya, there are so many authorized acharya. What is their opinion? Their opinion, Krishna Sru Bhagavan. The Shastra is there, the authoritative statement is there, and the activities are there. Then why, what reason you have got not to believe that Krishna is not God? What reason you have got? There is God. And those who are devotees of Krishna actually see their life, how they are advanced in God consciousness or Krishna consciousness. But the difficulty is, as Krishna says, Namāna duṣṭhitinam mūḍhā prabhadyante narādhavā māyā aparita jñānā āsurī bhāvamāśritāḥ. The duṣṭhitinā, the niṣkriyas, those are always engaged in mischievous activities. Such persons are called duṣṭhitinā. The duṣṭhitinā class, Namāna duṣṭhitinam mūḍhā, mūḍhā means less intelligent or foolish craftsmen, Lavan Guptitana Murha, Purvatante, they do not accept me. Naradhama, the lowest of the mentor. No, they are not very much educated. Krishna says, Maya, Purita, Jnana. Yes, they are educated, but their knowledge has been taken away by Maya. Why? Āsuri bhāvamā sutā. Because they are taken to this view, there is no God. On this account, they cannot understand, in spite of high degrees of university. Māyā puṣṭabhyāna. The Krishna says that. The only reason is because Duṣṭhitinā mūḍhā māyā puṣṭa jñānā āsurī bhāvamā sutā. Therefore, in spite of all evidences from the factor, they will not accept Krishna as the Supreme Person. That's it. That's why Kullar Maharaj requested his father so many times, but he still did not agree that there is God. But he agreed there is God when he was killed by God. That is another step. Then he will see God. There, here is God. The Asuras, they never accept God, but when they are killed by God, they understand that, yes, God. That is the difference between Asuras and Devas. The Devas accept God by living, and the Asuras accept God by being killed. And who can escape killing? Is there any scientist, is there any philosopher, any great man who can stop being killed by the cruel death? Is there any man? That is to say that in Bhagavad Gita, Mithu Sarva Harang Sa Ham. I am Mithu. Mithu means death. He takes away everything at the time. Just like I am a very rich man, I am a very big industrialist and prime minister, this, that, so many things. I am in position of all I survey, I am the master of my country and everything. That's all right. As soon as death comes, I am Jawaharlal Nehru, I am Gandhi, he says, no, never mind, please go on. See? Stop your all leadership. That is God. Don't we may not believe God, but when death comes, we have to believe God. Let the scientists and the less big leaders and rich men protect himself from death. Then we can say that there is no God. is atheism, denying the existence of God. It's not very good. That's what Krishna consciousness movement is very important. Thank you.